FFA members, why are we here?
To practice brotherhood, honor agricultural opportunities and responsibilities, and develop those qualities of leadership which an FFA membership possesses.
Welcome to our podcast, Our Best Every Day from Grady County Schools, and we have a special treat for you, as you just heard. We are on the campus of Washington Middle School, and we are speaking to some of the officers and some of the members of the Washington Middle School FFA, and we are so excited to learn more about the program, and so we've got some of the officers here with us today. First of all, tell everyone who you are.
Brooke Hope.
All right, Brooke, we started the program with something everybody just heard. Tell us what the listeners just heard.
What you just heard was members in unison. We do it every day.
All right. And tell me why you wanted to be an FFA. What's so special about it?
I first wanted to be an FFA when in sixth grade I got into Miss Rojas's class. And slowly I started coming to meetings and I got interested because there were so many different opportunities for people.
All right. And tell us who you are.
China.
All right, China, tell us why you want to be an FFA.
The reason why I want to be an FFA is to meet new people and also, like, go on competitions and, yeah.
Okay. And who's this?
Antonelle Vasquez.
All right. Why do you want to be an FFA?
Because I had an older sibling in FFA. It got me interested in the activities and leadership development competition, so it was really interesting.
Okay.
I'm Mason Stuckey. The reason I came into FFA is right before I got to sixth grade, some of my friends told me about it that were older than me, and yeah.
Want to be a part, and you?
Dylan Tabercio.
Okay. Why'd you want to be an FFA?
I wanted to be an FFA when the first time I was stepped into Miss Rojas's class, and I joined my first competition, and I realized all my friends were in it, and I've had a really fun time.
All right, so now we kind of know why everybody's here. It's about being friends. It's about being involved. Somebody, one of you, just give us an example of some of the projects or things that you have done since you've been in FFA. Anybody? Yes, sir.
So a big fundamental part of FFA is this thing called an SAE. All students have to complete one each year. And it's this big project that can be divided into three categories, and it's really important to the FFA and to the students as it really builds them in the long run.
All right. Anybody else, anything special you really liked about being in that you participated in? Anybody?
Something I participated in that I really enjoyed was a leadership development event I did. I did public speaking, and it was really fun.
Okay. Anybody else?
CDEs, which are career development events, they help you prepare for the future. By, let's say, ATE, which help you do, like, mechanical stuff and, like, help you prepare if, like, your car breaks down or something.
All right. So it's not just about farming.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of different things involved in the FFA. Now, you're not only members, but you guys are the officers, and that means you've got some leadership ability. You've kind of risen up. How did you become an officer, and why did you want to be an officer in this club? Anybody?
I first became an officer when in seventh grade Miss Ross told me it would be a good position for me and I should try, and so of course I tried out to be an officer, and then I did the same this year.
Okay. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
When I first joined in sixth grade, in my first CDE called Nursery Landscape, I found it really fun and wanted to be part of FFA. So the next year, in my seventh grade year, I decided to become vice president, and in seventh grade I got even more interested, and so I ran for president and got the position this year.
All right. Now, let me ask you, if someone here is listening, that maybe a parent's listening and they have a child in the Grady County school system that maybe is going to be at Washington Middle School next year, what would you tell that parent about being in the FFA? How would you encourage that parent to encourage their child to be in FFA? Anybody? Yes, sir.
I'd say that, like, tell them, like, if they're trying to get into a certain career, that FFA can help them get into it. And as they hit high school, FFA can help them get into, like, college or something by putting a good resume on them.
Okay. Now, after middle school comes high school. Are y'all going to continue to be, everybody plan to be a part of the Cairo High FFA?
Yes, sir.
Excited about that. Are you a little nervous going to the high school?
Yes, sir.
I think everyone is, but it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. And they do a lot of great things up there. We're going to be talking to to them as well soon. So it sounds like we've got a very good group, and I want to speak to Ms. Rojas for just a moment. This is a relatively new program to Washington Middle School. You've come in and taken the program and really built it up. Just talk a little bit about where the program started and where it's at now.
Right. So where our program started, we're actually a really unique program whenever you look at other middle school programs in our area or even in our state. We are built out of the old Family and Consumer Sciences department. So we have ovens in our room where a lot of ag classes don't have that. It is really something cool and unique we get to do because we get to focus on food handling and safety, which is a very important part of agriculture because we know without agriculture, we wouldn't have food, shelter, or clothing. In the last couple of years, it has been really good just getting our name out there, building our program, building the things like our program of activities or the things that we do within a year, building our traditions that we do, like our breakfast we have for FFA week every year. And it just has been really good. Just personally, this is my first teaching job, and it has been really awesome to kind of just grow alongside the program and these students.
About how many members do you have?
So since Georgia is what we call an affiliated state, every single student who is on our ag class rosters are in our FFA roster. So on paper, I want to say we have right at about, you know, maybe 250 students, give or take. But we've got about 50 very active members who are in good standing and do contests and do SAEs that are above that foundational kind of poster slides type of level.
Have you guys taken any cool trips? Been anywhere that you really enjoyed going?
I went for my competition on the UGA campus.
You just tipped in.
And, go Dogs.
Yes, and a good bit of our officers last year, and myself and some of the high schoolers and some of our other officers went to state convention as well.
Okay, anybody else? Anything else stick out that just really great?
Last year on my birthday, I took a trip to Tifton with a bunch of my friends to go support one of my fellow members in their competition. And after we went to go get food and had a fun time, I would consider it one of the best days of my life. It was very fun.
Wow. Okay, anybody else? All right, so as we kind of wrap things up, I want you to just kind of think about the FFA and what you've been involved in. And we've talked about what you've done and what you look forward to doing, but tell me something that you would like to do that maybe hasn't happened yet. Something that, as a member of the FFA, that you feel, hey, I would love to see the Washington Middle School Club do something. Anybody got any ideas? Something you just like to see them do, or y'all just doing everything you ever thought you would do? Is there anything?
So, as the advisor, I'll chime in. Next week, we are actually going to be headed to National Convention in Indianapolis. And I'm incredibly excited. We're taking a small group because one of our former members, while he was still under Washington Middle FFA, won the very first state-level Spanish Creed contest. So, a couple of us here are going to tag along on that trip. So, I'll pass it over to Dylan to tell me something that he's excited for as we head out to Indianapolis.
Well, that's going to be big now. Tell me about that.
I feel like it will be a really fun experience, not just to go support my fellow member, but for me and the other people going to have a look at what is to come and to gain a bit of experience for ourselves.
All right. That is a very exciting trip, and I think if the other trip was the biggest day of your life, I think you got a bigger one coming. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, Ms. Rojas, kind of in closing, tell us a little bit about what's planned for the rest of the year. I know we're almost halfway through the school year this quick, but what are some other things coming up?
We are almost through the school year. Some things we've got coming up, we're going to continue working on our CDEs. We're working on floriculture is our next one we've got, nursery landscape, public speaking. We enjoy doing conduct of chapter meetings, which is more of a leadership event. We are doing a couple of projects around campus. We're going to use things like student SAEs to put like some bat boxes around campus, just to help out with some of the wildlife and human conflicts we're coming across, and we do a couple of things like taking care of the planter box in the front of the school, and I'm just really excited for this year and for us to just continue to grow as we had these last couple of years and just continue to make a positive difference in the lives of others through developing their potential for a Oh, with me? Okay, no. Career success, personal growth, and premier leadership, as is stated in the FFA mission.
Well, that is, listen, when I was principal here just a while back, we didn't have an FFA. And when you talk about, I'm thinking back, I had to get rid of the bats, and I had to get a possum out of a tree one time. So this is a very city boy right here, and this was not things that I was very comfortable in doing. But I always wanted to and wondered why Washington didn't have an FFA, and I was very excited to see that that was able to happen after I left, and that you have one here. And sounds like you got a great group and doing a lot of great things. So thank you. And kind of our motto of Grady County Schools, it sounds like y'all are following right along with our best every day. So thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. So I want to, again, just thank all the officers and thank Ms. Rojas from the Washington Middle School chapter of the FFA for the wonderful things they're doing. And once again, we thank you for listening to our podcast. And again, just another example of our best every day from Grady County Schools.